Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Let us pray. Holy God in heaven, another year is coming to a close. We have celebrated your birth and the promise it brought to the world. You have changed the lives of all that know you, believe in you, and trust you. As we look towards 2021, help us, Father, to be grateful for the hard times as well as the good times. Give us wisdom to go through the open doors you give us, and to not be frustrated by the closed doors. Release our grip on those things to which you have said no, or not yet, or perhaps wait. We may have been wounded by friend or foe. We may have had heartache. We may have been a victim in various ways, but nothing can compare to the price you paid for our salvation. Help us especially at this time to honor that great gift that only Jesus could have given. Holy God, you provided us the best tool, the best path to lead and correct us. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. We pray this day for the police family and their complete recovery. Protect your people, especially the elderly among us, not only from COVID, but from all manner of challenges that are common as the years advance. We pray for our nation, for our president, and all those called to serve. May their unique sacrifice be pleasing in your sight. We pray for our pastor and his health, and thank you for his study and dedication to Oakwood. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the businesses and individuals impacted by the virus, that they would be restored. As 2020 appears in the rear view, we look to the promises of your word and the hope they give us for 2021. You crown the year with goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. Behold, I make all things new. Because his compassion fail not, they are new every morning. We rejoice, Father, that we are new creations, and so old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Help us, Lord, to wait on you, and you shall renew our strength, and we shall mount up with wings like eagles, and run and not be weary in 2021. But we trust in you and not lean on our own understanding. But one thing we do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reach forward to those things which are ahead. May he grant us according to our heart's desire and fill all our purpose. We pray that our sins will be blotted out so that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. We ask all this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit as we rise and recite the prayer you have taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church. And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name. Our Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. but you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us this bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he comes. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Yeah.
us himself. Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant that we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. And now the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.